Hi, I'm Sean Owen and I'm here at the AMI 2009 meeting in Malaga in Spain. I'm here with Susan Albright from Tufts University in Boston in America. Recently, your department moved from paper-based, problem-based learning system to an electronic system which used virtual patients. Can you tell me a little bit about that, please?
The course director came to us last summer and for a variety of reasons, he wanted to go from paper-based to an electronic version of the system. And some of it had to do with the ability to for the students to be able to access the cases and the content that they shared with each other after they finished the course. Some of it had to do with the fact that these are digital natives and we need to update the way PBL is given, and there are other reasons, but those were the main reasons. Also, he wanted to be able to track how the students, their clinical reasoning skills, what did they do first, what did they do second, and can we compare how various groups went through the cases. And none of these were available to him in the paper-based version of PBL.
And what were the challenges in moving from a paper-based system to an electronic system?
One challenge was that our virtual patient tool was not built for problem-based learning. At the time, it was very linear, so you had, in order to do B, you had to have done A. In order to do C, you had to have done B. So we jerry-rigged the system to make it work, but it wasn't perfect. The cases, of course, had to be digitized and put into the system, and that took some time, but of course, now that it's done for forever. We had to also organize the groups, digital groups that would... Fortunately, we had a tool called the My Groups tool in our system, which allowed us to give students access to upload privileges in our system, so that worked out quite well. So it was just really sort of jerry-rigging this linear system and making it work. The other thing is that we did not have a tool at the time to track their clinical reasoning path from one thing to the other, so... Actually, these are the things that we've just done over the summer. We've created global navigation to accommodate the different way PBL needs to work as opposed to our linear cases. And we've also created the tool to monitor the paths. And PBL starts in about a half an hour back in the United States.
Excellent. And how has this new system been received by the students and the educators?
The rating of the course, we have electronic course evaluations for since 2001. And I compared the student ratings on a variety of factors of the electronic system to the paper-based and the card deck version for the last 7 years. And the ratings, given all the problems and the things that we needed to jerry-rig, was quite favorable. Mm-hmm. It certainly wasn't worse, and it was at least equal to the ratings in the past. The surprising thing was we've also, over the years, been asking the students to rate the cases, each individual case, on a variety of factors. And now we only have 1 year's worth of data, but oddly enough, the students rated the cases higher this year in the electronic system than they did in the paper version. So I'm not sure what that means yet. And the other thing which came out in the session, which I'm dying to go back and do, is that we have facilitators who've been PBL facilitators for years, decades. And what I'd like to do is go back and look at the assessment, the student assessment of the facilitators, and see how it changed from the past 7 years to this past year. And I think that would be an interesting piece of data.
Excellent. Well, that's all very interesting, and thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.